flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Heavy pressure, Howard delivers downfield, and Smith, he's got it! Jeremiah Smith hadn't had a touch in the second half until that potential game clincher. And Ohio State is going to walk out of Atlanta national champions. Marcus Freeman's team showed the trademark toughness and grit, resolve. The odds look impossible. The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop, champions of college football.
Shut up, Fowler. I was on the Notre Dame side. I miss Musburger in games like this because Fowler stinks in these big games. And Herb Street is just, he does a pretty decent job of not being overly biased for Ohio State.
I know.
But then you just, know you're watching it and you're like, you know, he's ready to kick his dog if Ohio State loses in these games.
The new dog.
The new dog is exactly right.
Moved on pretty quick from the old dog.
That's true.
I'm just kidding.
There wasn't a long mourning period.
No, it was not.
But so, you know, you watch the whole thing and I was annoyed with it because I was biased and I had futures out on Notre Dame. I lost a bunch of different ways on Notre Dame last night. But it ended up being, you backed into an entertaining finish to the championship game. What'd you think of the format and what'd you think of the games last night, Keith?
So I think the format compared to just two teams or even just four teams is good. It did not lead to a lot of great games. I think the format itself needs to be tweaked.
I think there were legitimately, just to stick on that point for a second, I think there were legitimately two great games. It was Notre Dame-Penn State, which was awesome.
Yeah, that one I watched all of.
And it was Arizona State and Texas, which went to double overtime.
Yeah, a couple other games were close late. But
I think
like,
those were the only great games. There were other competitive games. Those were the only great ones.
The one thing I like is you do give all these teams a chance. I know there's a few people complaining about like Alabama or teams missing it, but you got 12 teams in it. The best team is going to win the title. I like that. So there's not as much pressure on the committee. There's not as much bitching and moaning about stuff like that. So I like that. They do need to tweak the four teams with a bye have to be conference champions because you're going to get some bad conference champions like you did this year. So that doesn't make sense to me. In fact, all the teams with a bye lost their first game.
Would you change it right away or would you give it a couple more years to get more data?
I'd change it right away because I think some of these it's not going to change over the next few years that the SEC and the Big Ten are going to be significantly better than the Big 12 and the ACC, for example. And I guess like the reformed Pac-12, like that's the other thing is like there's all these different conferences, but it's going to be the Big Ten and the SEC that are still going to be dominant. And so those teams should probably have the bye, or at least get them on different sides of the bracket. You know, like Georgia kind of screwed this up, but Georgia, when the bracket came out, had a much easier path than Oregon, and Oregon was the number one seed, and yet they didn't seem to be rewarded that way. But
maybe you could give, because it would be cool to have Boise State like host a game on their campus.
Yeah.
So maybe instead
we'll
of giving
them a chance.
Well, I'm saying maybe instead of giving them the bye, where now you're playing on a neutral field after a week off, maybe say, all right, if you're a conference champion, you're not guaranteed the bye, but you are guaranteed a home game.
Yeah,
Where it's like kind of how the wild card works in the NFL. Where now, because hosting it on campus for Boise State
is sick, yeah.
Or even Arizona State, like that would have been kind of cool. So maybe there's a way to change it where you're still giving them an advantage, but not screwing up the overall rankings because you're overreaching to give these guys a bye.
12 is also a weird number. I thought maybe you could have gone to 16, but if you wanted to reward teams with a bye, maybe then you go to 14, which sort of like that's how many NFL playoff teams there are. But either way, I'm good. I'm not going to complain about 12. I wish there was more good games, but you know, next year you could have the same format and you might run into some better games.
So this is what I'm hoping for.
More good games. They bumped it up like a month. Oregon was off for a month before they played Ohio State.
So I do hate that, but college football has been dealing with that for a while.
I think that's tough because you have all your conference championship games. Then you have Army Navy, which is always kind of all alone anyway. Then you have a few bowl games. The bowl system still makes money. So ideally, would it pick up right away? Yes. I just don't know, given the corruption with the NCAA, how realistic that is. But that's not a bad suggestion.
But like that Vince Young, Texas-USC game from years ago.
Oh, they were off 6 weeks.
They were off
like
forever,
that,
and it's like one of the greatest games anybody's ever
seen.
Fair point. So like you can, it's not.
Yeah, but now they're playing an extra month on top of it.
Yeah,
they do play a ton of games.
So look, there are tweaks to the format for sure. Overall, I like it. It needs better games. The games were largely underwhelming.
Yeah.
I'll say my big takeaway from last night, and not like he's getting the Bears job anyway. Ben Johnson got the Bears job. But the shine is off Marcus Freeman. That was a bad night.
Yeah.
I thought he took a terrible timeout before halftime, which left Ohio State with a ton of time. Settling for that stupid field goal, which they missed anyway, was a terrible decision. Not covering Jeremiah Smith on 3rd and 12 was a terrible decision. Like, yep. What were they? They were, like, loaded up against run.
Yeah, I would maybe cover him.
So, like, it was a bad, bad night for Marcus Freeman. Ohio State, the one thing I'll say about the format, too, beyond just my takeaway from the game, you now have a champion, and maybe this is a good thing, you tell me, you now have a champion who a year ago wouldn't even have made the playoff field.
Mm-hmm.
So is that good that you're getting a two-loss champion with a schlubby quarterback like they had, who had a very good night? Will Howard had a very good night. I still think it's not a very impressive quarterback, but an impressive overall roster.
Yeah.
Do you want to start inviting champions like that, or did the four-team field give you a more representative champion?
So the four-team field would allow for the occasional non-conference champion to win the title.
Yep.
Right? Like, you know, sometimes a team would lose in the SEC title game but then win the whole thing. And so this is sort of like a little bit similar version to that. Because you're right, they didn't even win their conference, and yet they're the best team in the country.
They had two losses. They got smoked by Michigan.
Yeah. Right. You lose the Michigan game, which is funny because after that game, people were calling for Ryan Day to lose his job.
Correct.
And then 4 games later, they are the champs. So I guess I don't really mind that because it's still the best team. Like, they lost to me. If you're going to add more games, the idea of the undefeated team is going to kind of go out the window. There's going to be fewer and fewer of those.
Or it'll
like,
be real impressive if you do.
Oh, it'll be insane. Yeah. And we'll get one of those. We'll get one of those at one point.
Agreed.
But no, my takeaway, I've never liked Ohio State. Just as a kid, you sort of root for, you find teams that you like and teams that you don't like. I've never liked Ohio State, but I was happy to see Ryan Day, New Hampshire guy, Manchester Central, by way of UNH, capture the whole thing. You know, fun fact about me, played against his younger brother growing up in like every sport. His younger brother's actually a sick athlete too.
Howie Day.
Tim Day.
Oh, Tim Day.
Tim Day, if he's listening. He was good at everything too. But Ryan Day, and then with Chip Kelly, you know, who we met at UNH, and having him also on that staff. Good day for little New Hampshire on the big football world.
Big day for the Granite State. I'd be fine with Chip Kelly, by the way, on Mike Vrabel's staff here.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.